You know that feeling when feedback, notes, and data are coming in from every direction? ChatGPT Work can make sense of it all, turning scattered context across the apps you use every day into docs, sheets, slides, and more. With your permission, ChatGPT Work can gather context from apps and files, summarize incoming messages, rebuild decks, and help finalize high-quality documents for your team or clients. Stay in control as you move from a goal to polished work faster with ChatGPT Work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app today and take on your most ambitious work.
Our local heroes give everything to serve our community, and Epic Mortgage believes they deserve something back. That's why Epic created the Epic Heroes Program, saving our first responders, military, teachers, and medical professionals up to $1,999 at closing on their home loan. Whether you're buying your first home or refinancing your current one, contact Shane Sims at 877-239-4544 or visit your epiclender.com to see if you qualify. Shane Sims, NMLS number 310750, Epic Mortgage, NMLS number 2404936, Equal Housing Opportunity.
All right, welcome back. And joining us now is Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. And Gerald was just telling me off air, he's taking a couple of weeks off because it's just so depressing to look at these people continuing down this march of war, this slow escalation of World War III. And as we look at things like the debt spiral that he covers in Trends Journal this week, we look at things like that. We look at things like the advancing war hawks that are out there. It all happens gradually, and then suddenly it's upon us. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what people can do. One of the things that Gerald points out in Trends Journal is that most Americans don't see this coming. And the ones that do, many of them don't know what to do to prepare. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But thank you for joining us, Gerald. And just remind people that you can save 10% off with the code NIGHT at trendsjournal.com. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on and all that you do. No, I'm heartbroken. You know, I'm just looking at some past articles and you look, it's hardly in the American media. Well, they drove about 1.2 million people out of their homes.
Yeah.
In Lebanon.
In Lebanon.
1.2 million people. So listen, everybody, get out of your house, all right? We're going to bomb it into ruins. That guy, Israel Katz, the clown, arrogant defense minister of Israel, bragged that they bombed 24 villages into ruins. And no. Over 22,000 homes to ruins.
And of course, Israel Katz is horrific. Like that. I think probably the most disgusting of all these guys is Ben Gavir. Right. Oh. He's the one who gets down in front of prisoners and, you know, like some kind of a troll, wagging his tongue out, literally sticking his tongue out, talking about how he wants to have public executions of people. Well, he is now cheering Javier Milei. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the program, Gerald, as you pointed out, when the things get bad, they always take us to war, right? And we saw that happen with the Falklands War back in the 1980s. You had a situation where the Falklands had been under British control. Everything was peaceful. It had been under British control since the 1830s. And so the British people who lived there, and there was nothing really economic about the issue. It was simply a matter of pride and a matter of the Argentine dictator wanting to increase his popularity in the polls by doing that and showing how tough and powerful they were. And so it was a slow motion war. I remember when that thing happened. But now they're at it again. Javier Milei is out there saying, oh, well, I think we need to talk about the Falklands. And, of course, Trump is going to join with him. And Ben Gavir joined with him as well. There's something about all these people who are Zionists that are in control of Argentina and the U.S. and, of course, Israel, all hanging together, isn't it? Javier Milei has pointed out that he is a proud Zionist. They're all part of the club. Chabad Lubavitchers, they all go up and worship the grave of this Rabbi Schneerson up in New York. And it's kind of interesting when you go back and look at Argentina. They were originally the choice of the Zionist under Herzl and Theodore Herzl. That was one of the first places that they were looking at because Argentina was open to accepting people coming in. They said, well, we can go there and make a homeland out of it. And then they decided they would go to Palestine. You got these revisionist Zionists that are people like Netanyahu, who added a religious fervor to it, put this religious veneer over it to make it kind of like the Islamic jihadis do. And so it changed and it moved to there, but it wasn't really about religion. It wasn't about the Holy Land to begin with. And they were very receptive to that. And there's been some rumors that Javier Milei is willing to accept a large number of new Israeli settlers there and give them some land. That's not really been validated yet, but that's been going on for a very long time there. And so now you've got Ben-Gvir joining ranks with him. And look at how angry Donald Trump got when somebody called him out about the fact that he's helping Argentina with beef and he is screwing the American cattlemen. And he says, young lady, you don't understand what's going on. They're dying down there in Argentina. And look at what he's doing to the American farmer. It's crazy. But all he cares about is Argentina.
Again, I'm heartbroken, you know, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's 60,000 orphans in Gaza.
Yeah.
60,000.
Mm.
About 8,000 people still buried under the rubble. They destroyed the whole place. Wow. No outrage.
Yeah.
And again, the Zionism is a made-up political movement by some little piece of crap, me, rotten hell, Theodor Herzl.
Mm-hmm.
Made up crap.
It is.
Made up crap. Hey, I'm Joe Biden. I'm a proud Zionist. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Genocide Joe?
Yeah.
And Anthony Blinken? That little arrogant boy that was the Secretary of State? I come to Israel as a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
How about coming as a Secretary of State? What the hell do I care what you believe in?
Yeah, I agree.
It's stealing our money, so everybody get back to work. I want your money so we can give it to Israel so they can keep the genocide going. And don't you dare call it genocide, you anti-Semite.
That's right. And so now October 7th has now taken on this this mythology that the Holocaust has taken on. And they are pushing this, and yet you've got some Israeli journalists who are Haaretz, who've written a book, and as part of the research for this, they found that Netanyahu was informed this attack was going to happen a couple of weeks before it happened, and he did nothing about it. And so these are a couple of people who've done the research, again, working for Haaretz, former Shin Bet chief Ronan Bar and former IDF chief of staff Herzi Halevi, both told Haaretz that they had not been informed about the conversation that Netanyahu had with the emir of the UAE. But he said, yeah, I told him. And then you had a guy who used to be Netanyahu's former chief of staff, Naftali Bennett, and also became a prime minister. He now is a rival politically to Netanyahu, so people will discount it for that reason. Nevertheless, he confirmed. He said, yes, I'm telling you, I know that this fact is true. He said he also was informed that there was an attack coming by the head of Egyptian General Intelligence, warned Netanyahu days before the massacre. There'd be a major operation. But we know that they did that, and we know that they actually killed Israelis themselves as part of the Hannibal Directive. We've seen the evidence of that, the destruction that was done to cars melted on the road. They don't have those kind of weapons in Hamas. So we know that, A, they knew it was coming. They allowed it to happen. It was a passive false flag in that regard. Then they actively exacerbated it, attacking their own people, killing their own people.
Yep.
And now they portray themselves as victims as they've engaged in a years-long genocide against civilians. And they're getting away with it.
Again, go back to your Trends Journal. Right after, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, it was reported, and again, it went in Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, that the United States and Egypt had warned that that was going to happen on October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote the facts back then. Now, I'm going to go back. There were 39 weeks of protests going on in Israel before the Hamas attack. It was against Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act, which basically said, we're doing away with the judicial system. The politicians will be in charge, so I don't have to go to court for the charges that they're bringing me up on.
Mm-hmm.
Could look it up. It was in your magazine week after week after week. 39 weeks of protest. Hundreds of thousands of people were taking to the streets. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, said, quote, a civil war, called it a civil war, was going on in Israel before the attack on October 7th.
Yeah.
Everybody forgot about this. Again, mm-hmm. when all else fails, they take you to war.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back. Go back to your Trends Journal. We forecast that Trump would escalate the Iran war near the end of the summertime, when people are, everybody's on vacation,
That's
Labor
right.
Day weekend, the people are totally tuned out, and they're going to escalate this war.
I remember you saying that. You said that on this program as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're going to escalate this thing. This is, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Could you, this is when, remember when USA Today used to be a big newspaper?
Yeah.
Before you jump back in, you know that feeling when feedback, notes, and data are coming in from every direction? ChatGPT Work can make sense of it all, turning scattered inputs into ready-to-review work. With your permission, ChatGPT Work can gather context from apps and files, summarize incoming messages, rebuild decks, and help finalize high-quality documents for your team or clients. Stay in control as you move from a goal to polished work faster with ChatGPT Work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app today and take on your most ambitious work.
Winning never sounded so good. What would you do if you won big? At Crown Coins Casino, real people win real prizes every single day.
Hi, this is Michael from Georgia. I won $40K and finally renovated my home.
Visit crowncoins.com, sign up in seconds, enter code CROWN and get a free Lucky Wheel bonus. You may win up to 10,000 sweeps coins. crowncoins.com, that's C-R-O-W-N coins.com. No purchase needed. Code valid for new users only. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Crown Coins Casino.
Our local heroes give everything to serve our community, and Epic Mortgage believes they deserve something back. That's why Epic created the Epic Heroes Program, saving our first responders, military, teachers, and medical professionals up to $1,999 at closing on their home loan. Whether you're buying your first home or refinancing your current one, contact Shane Sims at 877-239-4544 or visit your EpicLender.com to see if you qualify. Shane Sims, NMLS number 310750, Epic Mortgage, NMLS number 2404936, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Yeah.
Could you see that?
2001 will not be our year, Trend Seer says. Yep.
Yeah. I warned of a 9/11. The only person in the world, but totally blacklisted, world is against us, quote, dangerous Americans. This is December 14th, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that every time he got caught with his pants down, it was bombs away over Baghdad with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughtering people, and he started the Serbian War, the Yugoslav War. He was slaughtering the Palestinians, giving Israel all the rights they wanted to do to it. As we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. We said something's going to happen. Again, whether it was made up or not, all we said was 2001 will not be our year.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready for 2027. There's going to be a false flag event. They're going to do something to unite the people.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like they did with 9/11, when little George Bush was president, the Dow was down. The NASDAQ was down some 80%. We were going into a recession. 9/11 happened. Everybody forgot about it. He just got elected.
That's right. Absolutely right. Well, and it certainly does point in that direction. They keep doing the same types of things. I guess they keep doing it that way because it works, doesn't it?
It works. Again, how many times have I read on your podcast about Franklin Roosevelt seizing all Japanese assets
mm-hmm.
on July 26th, 1941. The Great Depression's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Depression's going on. Europe is going into war. 80% of Americans were against getting involved in it. And what happens? He seizes Japanese assets. The UK and the Dutch cut off 3/4 of Japanese trade and 88% of their oil. Okay, you stole their money. You cut off their global trade. And they can't get oil. They only need 98%. You cut off 88%. I can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor a couple of months later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've said the longest time.
You,
yeah, it looks like Donald Trump is the guy they brought in to create chaos, to create a global depression and global war, doesn't it?
Yeah. These are some of Trump's quotes. I was just looking through things here. Trump says Iran will be bombed at much higher level if they don't agree to a peace deal. Mm. That was May 6th. Oh, this is the war that was going to last how long? 4 or 5 weeks? Mm-hmm. We're going into the 7th month.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You ready for this? Quote, I'm going to prohibit Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from bombing Lebanon. Oh, that was April 17th.
Yeah.
Bombing Lebanon, they're bombing it almost every day.
Yeah. It's looking like Gaza. I mean, they've just bombed it to rubble, one village yep. after the other, and bragging about yep. it, as you pointed out. Yeah.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is April 7th. Trump's, what do they call it, truth media, truth lie media, whatever he calls it. You ready? A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want that to happen, but it probably will.
Mm-hmm.
However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We'll find out tonight. Yeah. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. Could you imagine? History of the world.
Yeah, stay right? tuned, because the WWE report will be coming later tonight, right? He runs the whole thing like it's some kind of a professional wrestling skit. It's amazing.
But could you imagine if Hitler or Mussolini mm-hmm. said that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again?
Or Putin or Xi Jinping, right?
Yeah.
Anybody, you know, any current leader. Only Donald Trump can say that kind of insanity.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then this is an article, Epstein files. Department of Justice may have withheld FBI interviews with Trump accuser, according to Representative Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
The Epstein files that Trump said he was going to release in December of 2025 have never been released. And my belief is that.
Before you jump back in, you know that feeling when feedback, notes, and data are coming in from every direction? ChatGPT Work can make sense of it all, turning scattered inputs into ready-to-review work. With your permission, ChatGPT Work can gather context from apps and files, summarize incoming messages, rebuild decks, and help finalize high-quality documents for your team or clients. Stay in control as you move from a goal to polished work faster with ChatGPT Work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app today and take on your most ambitious work.
Winning never sounded so good. What would you do if you won big? At Crown Coins Casino, real people win real prizes every single day.
Hi, this is Michael from Georgia. I won $40,000 and finally renovated my home.
Visit crowncoins.com, sign up in seconds, enter code CROWN and get a free Lucky Wheel bonus. You may win up to 10,000 sweeps coins. crowncoins.com, that's C-R-O-W-N coins.com. No purchase needed. Code valid for new users only. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Crown Coins Casino.
There are mortgage companies, and then there's Epic Mortgage. Buying your first home in Houston can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Epic Mortgage makes the process simple, clear, and stress-free, walking you through every step from pre-approval to closing. First-time buyer programs, down payment assistance, FHA and VA options, Epic has a solution built for you. Contact Shane Sims, your Houston loan officer, at 877-239-4544 or visit yourepiclender.com. Shane Sims, NMLS number 310750, Epic Mortgage, NMLS number 2404936, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Israel has a lot of Epstein and other crap on Trump, and they own him.
Well, look at the links that Mike Johnson goes to. I mean, last year when they were talking about having the bill there, You know, they add an extra month to the vacation that they normally take throughout all of August. They're doing it again now. They're going to be on vacation between now and the election, simply because they're coming back with another bill saying, oh, by the way, you didn't comply with the law that we all passed last year. And so we need to have, they want to bring it up again. He doesn't want that to come up again. So he just shuts down the entire Congress for a couple of months.
Yep.
It's amazing what they do to guard their pedophiles. That's why I say the GOP is now guarding our pedophiles. That's what it stands for. And everybody sees it.
And well put.
They know that everybody sees it, but they don't care because they don't answer to the public. They answer to Israel.
This is they launched the war on February 28th. On March 2nd, Chubb says the war against Iran moving substantially ahead of schedule. This is February 10th, before the war began.
Mm-hmm.
We have the greatest economy actually ever in history. Can you imagine that crap spewing out of his mouth and nobody calls him out?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, the greatest economy actually in history? February 24th, 4 days before the attack. The economy is roaring like it's never, like never before.
Mm.
This is his lies when he's running for president.
Yeah.
September 25th, 2024. We want to have peace on earth all over. October 20th, 2024. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. January 25th, 2025. I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace. A piece of crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he gets away with this.
Yeah, he does. You know, I played a clip, Gerald. They had certain reporters going to a Trump rally, and they had people wearing all their MAGA nonsense and everything. And he goes up to one of them. He goes, he's talking to him. He goes, well, Trump ended 8 wars. He goes, did he? Which wars did he end? Can you tell me what they were? And he thinks about it, and he goes, says to his wife, I can't remember what the wars were. Do you remember what they were? They couldn't name a single one, of course, because he didn't end any at all. He just said he ended 8 of them, and they went with what he had to say. Then he asks them, he pulls out a map and he goes, the Middle East, and he goes, can you show me where Iran is? They couldn't show him where Iran was. I mean, it's just classic stupidity, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. April 28th, Trump claims Iran has told U.S. it's in the state of collapse.
Mm. Yeah.
One lie after another.
I know.
Trump threatened Iran will, quote, be decimated if does not accept U.S. deal, May 13th. And here, this other clown, this arrogant guy, this Bessent, the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, you got a special report about him, as a matter of fact, in the Trends Journal.
Yep, and this is March 13th. U.S. will escort ships through Strait of Hormuz. Total lie.
Yeah. Well, I just
but
saw
they
something.
Did it to bring down oil prices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, as we're speaking, Brent crude broke over $100 a barrel.
Yeah.
The average price of gasoline, according to AAA, $4.22.
Wow.
Go back to Trump crap on February 24th, 4 days before. He has a State of the Union address. Hey, because you elected me, the average price of gasoline in America in most states, $2.30.
Yeah.
A lie.
Yeah.
It was $2.92. Okay. $2.92. And now it's $4.22. I'm mentioning this because the whole world is paying 8 billion people are paying the price for what two warmongers have done.
Yeah.
This is destroying the global economy.
You're right. Yeah. He's pushing us into a global depression, which will accelerate, pour fire on the dumpster fire of the wars that are all happening all these different places. He's trying to push us into a global depression and a global war. Again, he is a one-man fourth turning. You go back and look at the last time, about every four generations, we have a major upheaval, and last time that happened was the Great Depression and World War II. He's trying to do that And he can do that as a one-man show.
One-man show.
Energy Secretary Wright was saying in an interview this last week, and he said, well, I don't think we're going to be able to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. They will eventually find a way. So I guess we just stay there forever, right? Keep bombing them forever. Is that the solution to all this stuff?
Yep. March 11th.
And when you talk about Scott Bessent, you've got a special report, Economic D-Day Sanctions. You talk about how he's using these sanctions against people. There was an interesting report that I saw this week from a Substack. It's called the Leah Files. She is somebody, she said she used to be a CIA analyst. I don't know about that, but she had pretty good analysis of the situation that's happening with Scott Bessent. She said, if you look at what he's doing here, you know, the chain of events that happened. First of all, Trump gets in, he says, no CBDC, and everybody cheers. Oh, that's great. I said at the time, I said, they're going to do stable coins. They're going to have not CBDC, not a central bank digital currency. They'll have crony capitalism digital currency. Yep. That's why Lutnick is there and why the Trump family is positioning themselves into crypto. Bingo, we had right about the time he puts out these sanctions and saying, we're going to punish people, we're going to cut them off from the dollar system. They set up the Trump crime family to have the only crypto bank that is chartered out there. So it looks like they're funneling everybody into, he's going to have the solution for people. They are going to require that the stable coins will have treasury bills there because the foreign governments and individuals are starting to sour on these things, looking at them as an increasingly bad risk. So what they'll do is they put it in a stable coin, and people will consume it that way, you know, same way they add garbage to our food. So it's going to be some more slop that's put into the money that we have there. But it's kind of interesting when you look at it, how Scott Bessent is using sanctions to push people away from the treasury bills and other things like that. As Zero Hedge pointed out, he's kind of made himself a one-man Federal Reserve. They're doing all these types of things to manipulate the money system, and yet the solution that's over here is get your private crypto from the Trump crime family and the Lutnick crime family. Is that how you see it? What do you think about what's happening with this?
You're right. They're going to go to digital currencies, so they know every penny you spent, what you spent it on. They so you get all your tax dollars, and the whole world is going digital. By the way, it's going to be they're going to make up something. That this coin is worth so much more, we just got rid of our $40 trillion debt.
They'll
make up any crap that they want.
And also be used to stop you from having transactions, not just to make sure they get their taxes on everything you do, but they'll be able to, if you are a prohibited person, and I've been kicked off of PayPal and Venmo and still kicked off of them. If you're somebody they don't like your content, they can just basically take you out of the entire economic system. And so, you know, we can see that kind of thing happening. It's the fingerprints on the wall. But, you know, that's another part of it, Gerald. When I look at this, the way Trump is pushing these massive hyperscale data systems that are out there, I know a lot of this is surveillance. That'd be enough reason to oppose it. It'd be enough reason to oppose it because of its energy requirements or because, you know, what it's going to do to the grid or the cost of electricity or what it's going to do to water. There's a lot of reasons to oppose these things. I oppose them on the basis of the surveillance and police state, but I think there's another aspect of this. I look at this, and because they want to push everybody to a digital currency of some sort, most likely owned by them, they need to have a lot of computing power to be able to handle all these transactions. I think that is a big, big part of this. What do you think?
I think that's I never thought that, but I think you're 100% right.
Yeah. I think, you know, you look at the data centers that they had in the past, they've been primarily for cloud storage or for Bitcoin mining, but if they're going to go to a digital currency and really replace everything, they're going to have a massive network of these data centers that are gigantic. I think that is one of the reasons that they're doing it. They could do with the computer systems that they got right now. We already saw Musk doing it when he went in and audited the bureaucracies in the government. He was able to do a lot of stuff there with the current computing power that they've got. But if they want to handle everybody's transactions everywhere all the time digitally, they've got to have a massive network of massive hyperscale data centers. I think that is fundamental to a lot of this.
I agree. That's you're right. And also, so they know everything about you, what you're doing, where, when you're doing it. They totally are in control of our lives. They know everything about you, where you do walk, what you do, where you, I mean, and now this whole AI thing is a whole nother world, and it's terrible, and it's the future. It's like Excuse me.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a long-term plan that we've seen there. You go back to the 1970s, 50 years ago, and you had Zbigniew Brzezinski, who started the Trilateral Commission. Then he gets in as the guy running the Jimmy Carter administration, like Henry Kissinger and Nixon. And he wrote the book Between Two Ages. He said, the coming technocratic age, we're going to know what you do before you do it. We're going to be able to control whether or not you're allowed to do it, that type of thing. So they've been working towards this for an amazingly long time, and it's going right down to plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things that you've got in Trends Journal, I noticed you said people are kind of sleepwalking into this, and they don't really aren't preparing themselves. Well, what would you suggest that people do to prepare ourselves for the debt spiral that you talk about, and for all the rest of the stuff that is being these problems that are being created by Trump and his ilk?
We're forecasting it may well happen this month or next. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a market crash. And as we went on the air, the Dow was down almost 300 points, been down what yesterday, about 600 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And gold prices are going back up. We don't give financial advice. And again, we have no advertisers in the Trends Journal, so we're independent. Nobody tells us what to say. We're bullish on gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the prices are down from their high, they're still way up. And they're going to go digital, and it's the death of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The world has had enough of the United States geopolitical and economic hegemony. And China's going to be taking the lead. And the BRICS are going to unite. They'll probably come up with a gold-backed currency. Digital, of course, but gold backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the things we're very bullish on.
And of course, again, if you have the physical gold there, that is worth something as well. We're also seeing in Texas, they are just setting up a system for people to be able to use gold electronically. You have an account that you, instead of putting dollars in the bank, you've got a certain amount of gold that's in the bank, and then you can process transactions on. Of course, Tony Arterburn has, as part of Wise Wolf, a lot of times people get the gold backs, they call them, and that's done by a private company. It's kind of looks like a currency bill, but it's got an actual certain amount of gold that is in it, and you can look that up online with their app. It gives you the current exchange rate of what it is as you are doing a transaction. So there are things that are starting to come into place, I think, to allow people to be able to transact in gold. I expect to see that happen a lot more.
Quick one before you jump back in. You're listening for ways to help teams move faster, make sharper decisions, and turn scattered context into work they can use. ChatGPT for Business can help. ChatGPT for Business gives teams a shared workspace with admin controls, permissions, and access to work and codecs in ChatGPT. This means your business can move from question to answer and code to rollout quicker. Join over 10 million business and enterprise users worldwide already using ChatGPT for work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app or contact sales to learn more.
Winning never sounded so good. What would you do if you won big? At Crown Coins Casino, real people win real prizes every single day.
Hi, this is Michael from Georgia. I won 40K and finally renovated my home.
Visit crowncoins.com, sign up in seconds, enter code CROWN and get a free Lucky Wheel bonus. You may win up to 10,000 sweeps coins. crowncoins.com, that's C-R-O-W-N coins.com. No purchase needed. Code valid for new users only. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Crown Coins Casino.
Houston real estate investors, did you know you can qualify for an investment property loan based on rental income alone? No tax returns required. Epic Mortgage's DSCR loan program is designed specifically for investors looking to grow their portfolio. Whether it's your first rental or your 10th, Epic Mortgage has you covered. Contact Shane Sims at 877-239-4544. That's 877-239-4544. Or visit your EpicLender.com. Epic Mortgage, built for investors. Shane Sims, NMLS 310750, Epic Mortgage, NMLS 2404936. Equal housing opportunity.
But as we're talking about transactions and the AI bubble that is there, so many people talking about the lack of capital for these capital expenditures that these people say that they're going to put together. We've seen some IPOs delayed because they don't have sufficient capital. We got a guy, I don't know who this guy is, but I've seen him with several interesting comments. His name is Ed Zitron. Maybe you know who he is, but he pointed out, he said, they're talking about how they want to do like $1 trillion worth of capital expenditures, but he said, I can only come up with about, $130 billion that these people can live in. So he goes, if you stop the money flow and all this stuff, and it's one of the things that NVIDIA has been doing in terms of loaning money out to its customers to buy back its products. It's like, how is that anything that is real? I mean, that is a Ponzi scheme if I ever saw one. And at some point, the music is going to stop and people aren't going to have chairs to sit in, right?
Yeah, again, look at the treasury yields.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cost of borrowing is going way, way up. And especially for these companies. The dot-com bust is 2.0. Again, we'd call the first one, as you know,
mm-hmm.
in the Trench Journal. And there's going to be the second one. Again, the business of China is business and the business of America is war. China's going to lead the world in AI. They're already leading it, but you're not hearing it in America. Their AI is being used by most people around the world, much cheaper and as efficient and more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be an AI bust. And I want to go back, by the way, you were talking about that Chris Wright, who's always wrong. And this is the guy, by the way, you said about nuclear, they're not going to get a nuclear Iran won't be able to go nuclear, right? Is that mm-hmm. what you said?
Mm-hmm. He said the that they're war, not going to be able to stop them from going nuclear.
Oh, they're not going to be able, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The war that Trump launched, that another arrogant guy, how many now times did he change his name? A little boy of nothing, Vance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a war. It ain't a war. It's a war.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Trump when the war began. This is in your Trends Journal. We wrote about this. We said that Trump was asked about Rubio saying the U.S. attacked Iran because Israel would have attacked first, prompting Iran to strike U.S. targets in the region, Trump said, quote, no, I might have forced their hand, Trump said.
Yeah, right.
You see, we were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first. They were going to attack. I felt strongly about that. Based on the way the negotiations were going, I think they were going to attack first. And I didn't want that to happen. So if anything, I might have forced Israel's hand, but Israel was ready and we were ready. And we've had a very, very powerful impact. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything they have has been knocked out.
Yeah, right.
That's March 3rd. So not a word about them building a nuclear warhead. Hey, they were going to attack us first. It was my opinion, all right?
Yeah.
It was my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't start wars based on opinions.
That's right. And you don't strike first either, right?
What?
You don't strike first either. I mean, that's what everybody complained about with the Japanese, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the first thing you learn. That's one of the close combat things. You only attack the attacker.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Trump, war to end soon. Practically nothing left to target. March 11th. One lie after another. One lie after another. Here, nearly 60,000 children orphaned in Gaza. Yep.
Yeah, you know, going back to the Iran thing, if they've destroyed everything, then why is the Strait of Hormuz not open yet? Right?
Oh, what are you talking about?
He says it is.
How dare you say that? You had Bessent, you got Wright, you got Trump. Hey, we're in control of the Strait of Hormuz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So they're the guys, and really they are in control of it because they started this war. They continue this war. So really they are in control of it in the sense that nobody can get anything through there.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we're in control of the Great Depression that we're creating globally is really what they're saying. I got a couple of comments here from people. Everything is lie, damn it. And that, of course, that is that's the name of his podcast there. And he says Argentina's president is Netanyahu's cousin. Of course, Malai and Melikowski, I think. They changed the name, a couple of Ashkenazis that are there. But I tell you, Argentina is Trump's first priority, isn't it? It truly is amazing. And got another comment here from your buddy. Said Peter Thiel has a bunker in Argentina. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, going to move down there. That's, I guess, the new place where they all want to go. And,
yeah, no, it's one lie after another.
Yeah.
One lie after another from Trump. And Trump says Iran is collapsing over Hormuz blockade. Mm-hmm. That was April 22nd. One after another.
Yeah,
yep.
I agree.
Trump, this is July 29th. U.S. will beat the effing SHI out of Iran after it fired at U.S. bases.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You point out, I'm looking at the headlines that you got here in Trends Journal. The point of no return has been reached with the debt spiral is now in a death spiral. Right. Yep. Underneath that, fascism. Trump administration takes a 10% stake in Intel. And, of course, they've done that with several different corporations.
Yep.
And I look at all this, and it's like, where are the conservatives, right? There's no conservatives left anywhere. I mean, this ought to be anathema to anybody who was a traditional Republican, just like it ought to be anathema to the evangelicals who support Trump, what he's done with Epstein. This ought to be the economic conservatives out there ought to be having a fit about this kind of stuff. What is happening with our debt and the profligate spending? And just piling on top of pile, and the fact that he's put in about a third of the cumulative debt that we've accumulated in 250 years, about a third of that is Trump's.
Yep. No, this is the, I'm telling you, the worst is yet to come. We are going to be, it's not going to be the Great Depression. It's going to be the greatest depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, the, you know, they had this baloney out about the, oh, there was a great jobs report. Oh, you see where the jobs are?
Right.
In hospitality, healthcare,
yeah.
Government jobs.
Government jobs, yeah, that's going to be the real issue, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Iran war very close to over, Trump says.
Mm-hmm.
And the stock market is going to boom.
And I guess that's the amazing thing to me is how the stock market always buys into these lies. You know, no matter how absurd what Trump says, the stock market reacts to it as if it were true.
Yep.
Yeah, his social media thing is truth social. I think it ought to be said truth so-called.
Why call it lie social?
Yeah, it is lie social. That's what
Yep. Yeah.
There's no truth in truth social. Well, it truly is insane. And I pointed out earlier, James Carville is looking at it, scratching his head and goes, I think Trump really hates Republicans. I think he's trying to take them down. Because when you look at it, there's just not really any explanation for being that stupid and that dense, except for perhaps it being deliberate. But I look at it and I think, yeah, I agree with James Carville to an extent, but I think Trump's purpose is to take down America and to take down the global economy. And we look at what these people are doing.
He's taking it down.
Yeah, he's taking it down.
It has destroyed the global economy.
That's right.
Fertilizer prices, the diesel fuel, it's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And again, the trains, the trucks, you know, they use diesel. So mm-hmm. the price of everything is going up because of this. Farmers are taking a huge hit
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. they all the diesel fuel they use in their equipment.
That's right.
Again, and it's driving up the price of everything. It's reported that Trump said that the war would be over 66 times.
Is that counting this week?
No, that was 2 days ago. Yeah, this is from media.
You got a counter that's running it. It's flipping around. The numbers are flipping around real quickly, just like the national debt, the number of times that Trump has lied.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the week. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Trump. Oil prices will drop precipitously, like everything else is dropping, but more. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a total lie.
Yeah.
$3 a gallon. But ultimately below $2. This is on his lie social.
Mm-hmm.
A gallon. It'll happen quickly.
Well, right? You know, he doesn't care about the farmers. He doesn't care about the ranchers. He doesn't care about the price of food in the grocery store. He doesn't care about toilet paper. As I said earlier, he's the one president we've had that's caused us to have two major toilet paper shortages. Whenever he's in, the excrement hits the fan, doesn't it?
This was an article from Forbes. The costs of the Iran war will continue for decades.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Forbes.
Yeah.
Again, 8 billion people are paying the price that two warmongers started, and 8 billion people can't stop two warmongers. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. And when I look at what's happening with the surveillance stuff, the only thing I can think of that works is for people to just physically destroy these things. And then for people, when they call for jury duty, if we could get people to understand what fully informed juries are really about, they could stop this. We've already had one grand jury that has refused to indict somebody who admittedly took these things down. They agreed with him. It needs to be taken down. If the local government won't do it, if they're being bribed by the federal government and state government to put these things up, then it ultimately comes back to we the people, I think. But, of course, the big problem with that, and you talk about this in Trends Journal, this issue you got, people don't read anymore, do they?
No.
You know, they don't read even for amusement in terms of novels and things like that. It's just people are just taking the least path of resistance. They watch whatever Hollywood or AI wants to feed them, don't they?
You got it. With AI feeds them. AI said that's what they believe.
Mm.
Quick one before you jump back in. You're listening for ways to help teams move faster, make sharper decisions, and turn scattered context into work they can use. ChatGPT for Business can help. ChatGPT for Business gives teams a shared workspace with admin controls, permissions, and access to work and codecs in ChatGPT. This means your business can move from question to answer and code to rollout quicker. Join over 10 million business and enterprise users worldwide already using ChatGPT for work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app or contact sales to learn more.
Winning never sounded so good. What would you do if you won big? At Crown Coins Casino, real people win real prizes every single day.
Hi, this is Michael from Georgia. I won $40K and finally renovated my home.
Visit crowncoins.com, sign up in seconds, enter code CROWN and get a free Lucky Wheel bonus. You may win up to 10,000 sweeps coins. crowncoins.com, that's C-R-O-W-N coins.com. No purchase needed. Code valid for new users only. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Crown Coins Casino.
Are rising rates challenging your lifestyle? Contact Shane Sims with Epic Mortgage. Whether you're looking to lower your payment, access your equity, or consolidate debt, Epic Mortgage has a solution for you. First-time buyer or seasoned investor, we have programs designed for every situation. And when you purchase with us, Epic offers a free refinance for life. Call me directly at 877-239-4544 or visit yourepiclender.com. Equal housing opportunity. Shane Sims, NMLS number 310750. Epic Mortgage, NMLS number 2404936.
And again, you look at young people, they're totally AI addicted. You're seeing all the stuff coming out about what they're doing in schools and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another important thing, a report came out that people without college educations now are getting more jobs than people with college education.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't count anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they need laborers and, you know, people doing that kind of work. They're getting more jobs. So this thing is going to continue to just get worse. And that's, again, that's that Gen Z revolution that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's why a guy like Mondani won in New York City. The young people have no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know about the cockroach party in India.
Mm-hmm.
When the judge in India called the Gen Zs cockroaches. They don't want to work. They're lazy nothings. And this guy started the Gen Z party of calling the cockroach party, making fun of the guy. And what does he have, about 30 million followers already?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had a little bit of that. We had a little bit of that this last week. You had Dr. Oz say, yeah, we got to get people healthier so they can go back to work and work longer. And then Trump is bemoaning the fact that people are taking too many vacation days in America. Meanwhile, they take off 2 months so they don't have any discussion of Epstein that's happening. And he put out, I played before you came on, Gerald, he put out, the White House did, a picture talking about American manufacturing and how great it is. They showed an automated factory that was making a Trump pen and then signing it in gold. It was a black pen. They have a machine signing his name in gold. And then the only person that you see in the whole thing is somebody walking in to present it to the president. People point out there's not a single human in that factory. This is what you put out on Labor Day, talking about manufacturing. You know, when we talked about, you mentioned in the first Trump regime, how the tax bill that was there, and you're absolutely right about it. You said, no, it's not going to help anybody. It's going to be buybacks from the big corporations, and that's exactly what they did. It was a windfall for Apple and all these other big corporations, and it didn't help anybody. And, of course, the idea behind that was he was going to bring manufacturing back to America. And I said at the time, I said, manufacturing is not going to come back to America until it can be completely automated. They don't want to have any factory jobs. They don't want people to have jobs. How many times do they have to tell us that before we understand that's what their plan is?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, really, what's going on. And again, this new, the beautiful bill again, that's why we have a big debt level, because the corporations stop paying taxes. And the rich keep getting richer. Everybody else keeps getting poorer. By the way, I mentioned before about the what's going on with the treasuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Financial Times. Treasury route piles pressure on vulnerable U.S. borrowers. Borrowing costs in the riskiest corners of corporate America have climbed to their highest levels since the aftermath of Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs last year. As the recent sell-off in U.S. Treasury piles pressure on the most indebted companies. The 10-year yields, a benchmark for dollar borrowing costs around the world, climbed to the highest levels since 2023 at 4.82% last week. And it goes on, the extra yield or spread paid by companies rated triple C or lower, and that's when we're talking about these dot-com companies. Mm-hmm. They're triple C or lower. You ready what it is?
What?
10.53%. That's what they're paying on their debt.
Wow. Wow.
So yeah, this thing is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a crash that's going to be heard around the world. But again, they're going to ramp again with Netanyahu is election coming up, what, October 27th?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The midterms in November in the United States. They're going to ramp up this war so they could stay in power. Trump is going to do everything he can. And by the way, they're now saying there's a 60% chance that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates when they meet next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying they may lower interest rates. They're going to do everything they can to prop up the economy.
Hmm.
That means the dollar will go down and gold prices will go up.
And of course, there's a lot of things that they can do in the background to prop up the economy. Like we've seen in the past, quantitative easing. They have other devices that they can covertly pump in money without the interest rates. I mean, everybody focuses on the interest rates as being the bellwether thing. And it is a bellwether when they do something with interest rates. Everybody will react to that in terms of the stock market or the gold or silver markets. They will react to that. So it has a real effect. But from an economic standpoint and from pumping up the money supply, they've got a lot of different ways that they can surreptitiously do that that people don't see. And I guess the question when I look at all this, I know what it looks like to have stagflation. Lived through that in the 70s. But as you point out, this is going to be much worse. You call it, for the longest time, you call it dragflation. And going into a depression, I don't know what the depression is going to look like. My parents went through that. And but, you know, just kind of wondering, you know, what is really going to happen when we have this dollar collapse, which a lot of people are talking about. Ray Dalio is talking about that. The Ed Zitron guy is talking about it. A lot of people are talking about the collapse of the stock market and the dollar. And the only reason it hasn't happened yet is, again, because of one of the people who was there with the dot-com bust that was one of the people they talked about extensively. I can't remember his name right now, but he was in the movie about that. And these guys nearly went bankrupt because they could see what was happening. They could see how it was being rigged, how it was criminal.
It's rigged.
And they thought that it was going to be called. They underestimated the criminality that was built into the system, the corruption that was built into it, the collusion between the government regulators, between the insurance companies, between the people who are gaming the whole system. So that's the thing that makes it difficult to time. And as you pointed out many times, you don't make predictions. You look at trends. So they could see the trend, but if they wanted to short it, they had to pick a particular time and make a prediction on it. And that is the difficult thing. But as I look at it, you know, we don't really know when it's going to happen, and we can't really be sure what it's going to look like, can we? But we can try to get our money out of these bubble assets and into something that is going to be stable, like gold and silver, as you point out.
Yep. And again, this treasury yield thing is a huge, huge issue. And that's for keeping mortgage rates up, borrowing costs up. Again, look what we're paying and our debt level with these high interest rates and the debt. Mm-hmm. And again, this is global, by the way. Retail sales in Europe are down. People aren't spending money. Again, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish. It's what is. The AfD party winning in Germany recently. Mm-hmm. Again, you go back to your Trends Journal. We said this was going to happen going back to 2013. And here's why. The reason AfD, one of the major reasons was that they're winning is that the economy's going down and immigration's going up. Mm-hmm. They're against the wars, too, in Ukraine. They're not supporting the Ukraine war. But here, go back to 2011. Anybody could look it up. After the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, when he was overthrowing the government of Libya, Gaddafi, him, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton, Obama, Rice, Clinton, and Susan Power, Gaddafi does this podcast, and he warns Berlusconi in Italy, if you overthrow my government, you're going to have an immigration problem in Europe you're not going to be able to handle. Mm-hmm. Number two, Obama bombing the hell out of Syria. Millions of people left Syria. The Iraq War, the Afghan War, people leaving their countries as their countries are going to hell, immigrating into Europe.
Yeah.
No one is talking about what I'm just saying.
I agree.
That's why they have the
big plan, isn't it? That is the long-term plan. I wish we had more time, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. And again, folks, trendsjournal.com. Gerald has no equal in terms of spotting trends, and you can save 10% off with the code NIGHT. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
One last thing before you go. You know that feeling when feedback, notes, and data are coming in from every direction? ChatGPT Work can make sense of it all, turning scattered inputs into ready-to-review work. With your permission, Work in ChatGPT can gather context from apps and files, summarize incoming messages, rebuild decks, and help finalize high-quality documents for your team or clients. Stay in control as you move from a goal to polished work faster with ChatGPT Work. Download the ChatGPT desktop app today and take on your most ambitious work.
Crown Court Casino. Winning never sounded so good. What would you do if you won big? At Crown Coins Casino, real people win real prizes every single day.
Hi, this is Michael from Georgia. I won $40K and finally renovated my home.
Visit crowncoins.com, sign up in seconds, enter code CROWN and get a free Lucky Wheel bonus. You may win up to 10,000 sweeps coins. crowncoins.com, that's C-R-O-W-N coins.com. No purchase needed. Code valid for new users only. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Crown Coins Casino.
Our local heroes give everything to serve our community, and Epic Mortgage believes they deserve something back. That's why Epic created the Epic Heroes Program, saving our first responders, military, teachers, and medical professionals up to $1,999 at closing on their home loan. Whether you're buying your first home or refinancing your current one, contact Shane Sims at 877-239-4544 or visit your epiclender.com to see if you qualify. Shane Sims, NMLS number 310750, Epic Mortgage, NMLS number 2404936, Equal Housing Opportunity.